It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Good morning, Tananaw Valley. Good morning. You are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tananaw Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way, and today's show is a very special one. It's actually a very special show for me. This year, United Way of the Tananaw Valley is celebrating 70 years of campaigning, providing services, serving our community. And today we are celebrating something that has always been at the heart of our mission, bringing people together and having a wonderful event. So today joining me, I have someone who I've had the privilege of serving alongside since I joined the United Way Board back in 2023. Today I get to continue that work as Executive Director while you, Ms. Teresa, lead as Board President. So Teresa Thompson, welcome to Behind the Mission.
Thank you, Kayla. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much. So as I mentioned, I mean, we are celebrating 70 years of campaigning, and, 2026 here in the fall, we are, we'll be kicking that off, 70 years of campaigning and what does that really mean, reaching this milestone, at this point for you as president?
Well, I've been with United Way involved in several different areas for years, and it feels wonderful to know that we're helping our friends and our neighbors around the community. It's also really humbling to be a part of this. We're standing on giant shoulders. So many people have come before us to help our community, and it's a very collaborative, just a heartwarming thing.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, there's definitely a lot of big names who have made an impact with United Way here in our community. It's a collaborative effort. I think the whole the name of United Way is it explains itself.
Mm-hmm.
It really explains itself. We are our way is united.
That's right.
And that's the only way that we are successful.
That's
right. And that's really the only way that our community can be successful too. Is by being united. And I think that that's what's really important and why we're celebrating this
yes.
year, for sure. So tell me a little bit then, I guess, about some of the impact that United Way has had on the Tananaw Valley over these 70 years.
70 years.
70 years
I know.
Is a long time.
That's a lifetime.
It's beyond mine.
Yeah. So, as Kayla said, 70 years. We started in 1956, and since then we have partnered with companies, organizations, nonprofits, and we've been able to affect people all across the community. Scouting, Boys and Girl Scouting, we've reached several community members, feeding the hungry, assisting the disabled. We have great services with FRA, assisting the disabled. Teaching those learning English as a second language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Helping kids get their GEDs. We've also been helping new parents for a long time when they have their children to be able to teach them. Oh, I've never done this before. What does this look like? Providing mentors for kids. I mean, kids nowadays, they need mentors, and Big Brothers Big Sisters provides those.
Yeah, absolutely.
We offer health services. We don't offer them, but we support them. Screening services. We've also assisted and provided resources in disaster, providing seniors in our community with the essential services and resources that they've needed. And the list goes on. It's just amazing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to touch on, touching on our mission, mobilizing the caring power of our community is we don't have services. We don't provide services as United Way. We're a liaison. We are a facilitator. We are able to, we're able to connect people with the resources that they need in this community, and it's been critical. It's been critical to have that because we have there's a niche that we serve. Mm-hmm. We're able to connect with workplaces and with companies and corporations and individuals who want to give and we're able to distribute that and distribute their generosity to those who need it. And,
right.
And you know, to be a partner agency it's a beautiful experience. I mean, I think that it's wonderful that we have so many agencies. We have 15 current agencies, and then, I mean, we've had dozens, hundreds, I don't mm-hmm. even know how many over mm-hmm. the last 70 years. I mean, that's incredible mm-hmm. Amount of history. And that overall impact, I don't think there's anybody who hasn't been impacted by a local nonprofit. You know, there's over 600 nonprofit agencies in the local interior.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That is a lot of agencies. I mean, we only serve 15, right? But that doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily mean that we don't connect with many. There's even just this radio show, this mm-hmm. Behind the Mission radio show is a point of connection and getting the word out. And I mean, there was a Mission moment that, you know, I think we shared it at the last board meeting, actually, when we had Amanda with American Legion Post 99. I'm going to mm-hmm. talk about this forever because yeah. this is a full circle moment for me.
It is.
But I had her on the radio show, and she was telling me all about her mission and everything that she can do and all the services that she offers. And mm-hmm. and while she's not a partner agency, I took her info and held that. And then we had somebody contact United Way who was a veteran, who needed services, who had, you know, needs. The services that we'd had available through our other partners had been exhausted. And I'm like, you know what? Let me give you Amanda's contact, because I can guarantee that she will find some way to help.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was later that week that she sent me an email that said, you know, he reached out. We were able to get him the services he need and the help and the guidance and whatnot. And I'm like, this is exactly why we do what we do.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. And this is what I want to make sure that our community understands
mm-hmm.
is that it takes all of us coming together. It takes all the resources, the people who know and the people who have, to combine and help the people who need and want to understand.
That's right.
Because it's just such a close community, and when we can support each other like this, really we're all lifted. We're really all lifted up.
Agreed.
So mm-hmm. I mean, it's yeah, this is why community partnerships have been the heart of our mission, really. I mm-hmm. mean, and I mean, what in your opinion, why do you think that community partnerships?
Well, United Way would not list or not exist without partnerships. I mean, we were started by businesses and organizations who saw that there was a need in the community to be able to support their neighbors who needed a hand up, right? And so it was created by them and to help folks who needed it. And companies and organizations across the interior have stepped up to support us. They allow us to present information about our partner agencies to their employees. They have often matched the gift of their employees, which is amazing. They've mm-hmm. totally stepped up. They've helped us with sponsorships, with participation in our campaign, like I said, and opening doors to new partners. So it's really been amazing. And like Foundation Health Partners, they're one of our oldest supporters, and UAF and GVEA and Mount McKinley Bank, Denali State Bank, Design Alaska. I mean, there's so many supporters in our community. We're very fortunate.
Yeah, definitely. The pillars of support, for sure. And so I'm going to do something I told you I wasn't going to do, but what's your why? Tell me why do you support United Way?
Yeah. My why is because I like to help people. I'm a helper. And I remember when I was in a new job at GVEA, and I learned about United Way, and I learned about being part of this this campaign and part of helping people to, you know, to reach their goals in many different ways. But also, at one point, our house burned down, and the first organization on the scene was the American Red Cross. I mean, they helped us out tremendously and referred us to resources that would help us to get back on our feet. And, you know, you know that all of your friends and neighbors have been, you know, helped by these partner agencies. And I also had been invited to participate on the allocations committee, where we have our partners come in and tell us why they do what they do and give us some markers and such, like just so that we can see how they're doing. And I was so moved by the impact that they have on our community in so many different ways. I mean, things that other people just wouldn't even know about. And I just thought, you know, I love this organization. I want to be involved again because I've been involved several times.
Yeah,
so.
Yes.
Yep.
Many different ways, many different hats,
mm-hmm.
for sure. And some you've taken off and put back on as well. So,
yes.
Yes. And I think that really hits on something important, you know, that everybody truly does, you know, people have needs. People mm-hmm. have needs.
Absolutely.
And it's completely okay and normal. And mm-hmm. and that's why, you know, community organizations exist, and that's why nonprofit organizations exist, is to be there for the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's honestly why I serve. I did not know. I knew what United Way was a while ago. I knew about, you know, the business and the brand and everything. It was very, very familiar. But I didn't actually need until I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And when I needed, you know, FRA was the agency that was there for me.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know until you need to know.
That's right.
Until you find out. And then you realize that the work that these agencies do is incredibly difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's very heavy work that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm not going to put down swinging hammers or driving a truck. That's all hard work too. But the emotional weight of some of the social issues mm-hmm. that are being addressed by these agencies is it's required.
Yes.
I mean, so, you know, I was a professional. I could do anything. There was nothing that was too scary for me. And but when my kid, you know, was diagnosed, I froze and I couldn't figure out the paperwork, and it was just insane.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely did not, I froze. And but my care coordinator was very patient with me,
mm-hmm.
and she explained everything just right. And, you know, she helped me through the process, and she gave me so much grace and
mm-hmm.
so much understanding
mm-hmm.
and gave me a space to be vulnerable. And that's just not, you know, that's not available everywhere.
No.
I mean, well, at least you don't think it is, but it truly is there when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's really what's touched my soul so
mm-hmm.
deeply, and why I'm so vested in helping this organization, helping United Way, you know, thrive, and why I'm so incredibly grateful that we're putting on this beautiful community appreciation event, because it's really the entire community that is to be appreciated. I mean, it's great. Even when I look out, you know, I'm a Rotarian, and when I look out in my group, there are so many names on our wall of, you know, past history and boards
mm-hmm.
and chair people and just committees and whatnot. And all of these people are involved.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you pull out records from the 80s and the 60s and stuff, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I know these people. Like, everybody who hasn't touched United Way. Like, it's incredible, the impact.
Yes.
So this is truly, like, you know, this 70 years is an ode to the interior. Is really what it is. It's a huge thank you to the interior.
That's right.
for the support of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
of our interior.
Yes,
and
we take care of one another.
And that's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, that's a bit of the vision there behind this this event. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Behind the Way. Excuse me, you're listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, here today with our board president, Teresa Thompson, reflecting on 70 years of United Way and talking about our Partners in the Park celebration going on today at Pioneer Park from noon to 3. One thing that keeps coming up throughout the conversation is just that United Way has, it's never been just one organization. It's really always been about bringing people together, the partner agencies, businesses, volunteers, donors, workplace campaigns, neighbors, you know, all of us really working towards the same goal of building a stronger community. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will talk a little bit more about what families can expect today at Partners in the Park and why saying thank you to this community is just so important. So stay with us. We will be right back.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week, every hour, every day, plus 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday, and when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Welcome back. You are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, here today with our board president, Teresa Thompson, reflecting on 70 years of United Way. And then also talking about today's Partners in the Park celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, Partners in the Park, from noon to 3, Pioneer Park / Alaska Land Centennial Center, whatever your preference. There's a lot of, controversy over that, but nonetheless, it's the same location. And a lot of good fun is going on. And this event, it's a free community appreciation event. And United Way of the Tanana Valley 70th campaign kickoff. So, this is a free event, people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about a free park entry, okay? Because obviously that's free. But we've got free hot dogs. We have free train rides between noon and 3. We've got free face painting, cotton candy, also free. We're passing out swag bags, United Way swag bags, for the first 500 attendees, because that's all I've got. So get here quick. And then I think one of the coolest things that we've got going on right now that's super engaging is the a community passport raffle. So what is that?
What is that?
Yes. So what that is basically visit our booths. So when you get your swag bag, in it you'll have your little passport. And they'll have all of the different booth names on it of all the different agencies and businesses and organizations that have come through today, all of our vendors. And the task is go visit these people, talk to them, learn about their organizations, find out what they do and the services that they offer in town, and collect a stamp, collect an acknowledgement that you've been there, that you learned something new. And after you've done all that, you return your little passport over to the United Way booth and you're entered into a raffle. So that that passport is your raffle ticket. And we've got some pretty cool prizes, some donations from NAMI Fairbanks. And Alaska Auto Rental is donating a 3-day free car rental, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then, of course, our grand prize is a $500 gift card. So, you know, come learn, figure out, you know, all the things that you need to learn about the organizations available in your community, and enter to win as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great event.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, it's definitely an opportunity to bring the kids out. And, you know, this is, it's more than just a kids event for sure. This is absolutely a resource fair. This is definitely an opportunity to come in and learn something new that you did not know was available in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's something that that United Way is good about bringing together those the resources that everybody needs. I mean, everybody needs something different, and I think that that's what makes United Way so special and unique, is that we bring a lot of different resources together.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's see, like the community participation. Like, why would we want to bring nonprofits and businesses and, you know, these different organizations to be, you know, to this free event? You know, what value would you say you see?
Well, I mean, partnerships, like we talked about before, is why we exist and how we exist. We've always been a convener and a connector. We always have our kickoff at the chamber meeting in the fall, and we involve the Rotary clubs in what we do, and they provide volunteers to us, and they join our community, our boards, and I mean, we're just kind of interwoven into the community. I think that this event is, for me, is a huge celebration. We usually every year have a celebration to thank the businesses and the donors who have contributed, but we haven't done that in a few years. And so this is kind of a bigger event to just recognize those who have helped us to get where we are, to give them some fun things to do, learn about some other entities in the community, and just to see people, you know, get out and see people. And I just think it's going to be a really fun event.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a great way to say thank you. You know, it's going to be a beautiful day, and we have a lot of different people and a lot of different resources and just a lot of great information and activities going on. And I think that it's going to be a good opportunity. So if you're out wandering around, not too sure what to do today, noon to 3, Pioneer Park, we will have Partners in the Park over at the Civic Center. And then, of course, free train rides. So mm-hmm. make your way on over. And, you know, I think that it was super important that we kept this event free and accessible for everyone, because so many people, companies, organizations, individuals, and nonprofits have given to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have received so much support from this community that this is just a very simple way of saying thank you for all of these years, all of these 70 years of support. And
mm-hmm.
And it's exciting because I'd like to continue this. I'd mm-hmm. like to have I'd like it to be an annual event where mm-hmm. you know, where we can do Partners in the Park every year mm-hmm. and, you know, have it grow and you know, make it the resource fair that that I know that it can be, that we are, and just really explode on that. And I think that that's great.
And I know that things like the Fairbanks Health Fair, they're one of our partner agencies.
Mm-hmm.
They bring people together to provide health information. And this is sort of a similar thing where we're bringing people together to provide information about what services are available in our community. And when you talk about a resource fair, people love to come and learn about what's happening in the community, what new services are there, what old services are offering new things. So I think that's really important. And, you know, I wanted to say, Kayla, that working together and bringing the community together is really necessary and it's needed. I know that during the pandemic, people just kind of isolated themselves. And I know it's a ways out. It's been 4 years now or so. But I think it's important that we step out there and convene these types of events and bring people together, yeah. Because it makes life better, right? I think that United Way has been transitioning the past few years into a healthier organization, and we are working together with businesses, nonprofits, community organizations, and we create a cross-sector synergy, and that's kind of our role, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. You know, we maximize resources through our campaign. We combine fundraising so that, you know, all these different organizations don't have to all fundraise at the same time.
Right.
We've expanded our outreach, our visibility. We're able to reach broader audiences by having all these partners. We're able to tap into new donor pools. We're able to amplify our message way beyond what we, you know, just our two staff members and our board members would be
right,
able to do.
Right.
And so, the other thing I wanted to say too is employee engagement and retention. You know, when a business is they're a corporate, they're a responsible person, a responsible organization. They have corporate social responsibility that mm-hmm. that builds. You know, just a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? It builds employee morale.
Yeah.
And employees like to work for employers who are supportive of the community.
Absolutely.
Right? It just, you know, it's really a good thing. So working together is just, it's our United Way.
Right, exactly. I mean, I had mentioned that, you know, everybody has their own needs and their own special ways. And when an employer is supportive of United Way, which is supportive of so many different sectors, you know, it touches really everyone,
mm-hmm.
truly. I mean, you know, when I talk to people and I'm doing a tabling event or something and I'm chatting with people, it's like sometimes when I mention one agency or another agency, it doesn't really spark for them. But then as I keep rolling through and I say, well, here's all of our agencies, there's one of them that they're like, oh yeah, I know about that mm-hmm. agency. Like, oh yeah, my mom, this, that, and the other, or I had to call them because they helped me with my whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I appreciate our diversity for that right there
mm-hmm.
because truly everybody does have their own unique needs.
Mm-hmm.
And when an employer is open and philanthropic and they support United Way, they are supporting all of their employees as well
mm-hmm.
because the employees have needs and
that's right.
and their home life is super important. And so when that's supported, it just trickles through, you know,
mm-hmm.
happy life and everything. And so,
that's right.
You know, I appreciate you bringing that up. That's an important point.
Yeah. And then, you know, these employers that open the doors for us, we're so appreciative of them, but you know, it also gives employees an easier way to be philanthropic and give back to the community because they can do a payroll deduction. It's simple, you know, $5-$10. I mean, it doesn't sound like much, but it makes a big difference. If you, you know, said $5 or $10 in the thousands of employees that we have around Fairbanks, that would make a huge difference for our partners,
yeah, exactly.
our partner agencies. So
yeah, that's the strengthening through our community, through the
mm-hmm.
collaboration and the partnerships and
mm-hmm.
all the service. And
mm-hmm.
so Teresa, I do want to thank you very much. And not just for joining me today, but for your leadership, for your friendship,
mm-hmm.
for your unwavering commitment to United Way and to this community. It's been an honor serving alongside you these past few years, and I'm very excited and optimistic for everything that's still ahead. I am Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way of the Tanana Valley, and today we've been visiting with our board president, Teresa Thompson, as we celebrate United Way's 70th campaign year and today's Partners in the Park Community Appreciation event held at Pioneer Park between noon and 3. If you're listening right now, we would love to see you. So please come join us. Again, noon to 3, bring the family, enjoy the free activities, meet all of our incredible organizations serving the community, help us celebrate 70 years of neighbors helping neighbors, and thank you for tuning into Behind the Mission. So until next time, this has been Behind the Mission, where we highlight the people, the partnerships, and shared purpose that continue to make the Tanana Valley stronger. Thanks so much, everybody. Take care.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.